So he said, go and see where he is. Can you imagine that? So he says, go and see where he is, that I may send and take him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. He sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. Now when the attendant of the man, they sent the whole little army, I mean, of course, this probably wasn't like thousands, but it was certainly a good sizable group. They came by night and surrounded the city. It was enough to surround the city. Now when the attendant of the man of Elohim had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Again, he's seeing only with the sight of his eyes. So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Elisha is very calm. Then Elisha prayed and said, O Yahweh, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And Yahweh opened the servant's eyes, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. When they came down to him, Elisha prayed to Yahweh and said, strike this people with blindness, I pray. So he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Now you understand in this context, blindness is not that they couldn't see at all. It's that he put confusion over them so that they didn't even know where they were. Okay, it's almost like using the force, right? You don't. What's that scene in Star Wars when they're going by, and I forgot the one with the in the first Star Wars when Obi-Wan is driving and the stormtrooper stops them and he says, "You don't want to see this one," or whatever. That's kind of like what happened here. Okay, it's a trivial example, but something you might relate to. So he says he strike them with blindness, and they are totally disoriented. They have no clue where they are. They're there, they see him, but they don't know where they are. Verse 19, then Elisha said to them, this is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. He's right there. He's talking to them, but they have no clue. And he brought them to Samaria. When they had come into, you can picture them saying, get me the photographs so I can see who it is. And they had no clue. He brought them to Samaria. You know what Samaria was? Samaria was the capital of Israel. So he not only takes them away from the city and away from harming him, but he leads them into the middle of the capital of their enemies. When they had come into Samaria, Elisha said, O Yahweh, open the eyes of these men that they may see. So Yahweh opened their eyes and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. Now, how would you feel if you were in an opposing army and all of a sudden found yourselves in the middle of the enemy city? That would be, it would make quite an impression on you. Then the king of Israel, when he saw them, said to Elisha, my father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? He's ready to pounce on them. He answered, you shall not kill them. Would you kill those you have taken captive with your sword and with your bow? Set bread and water before them that they may eat and drink and go to their master. It's Yahweh who delivered them into his hand. And it wasn't for them to kill him. It was to make an impression and to show them, to teach them something. So he prepared a great feast for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away. And they went to their master. And the marauding bands of Arameans did not come again into the land of Israel. So, at least not for a while. Because it made an impression. They finally understood, we're fighting against something here that we can't fully understand. But in this situation, we see again that you have to see with spiritual eyes, brethren. They returned to Aram, finally understanding that it was futile to try to go against the people who were protected by the living Elohim. Israel's national security on more than one occasion, brethren, depended not on military prowess or strategies, but upon the might of Yahweh himself. This is something that the nation of Israel under Saul failed to understand, and the reason why they later suffered so much under the leadership of human kings who went into idolatry, many of whom did not truly know Yahweh, and most of whom actually acted in opposition to him, sad to say. But brethren, can we see, which is my greater point, can we see as Elisha saw? This is difficult. We have the written record and the witness, but it's difficult for all of us. But can we see as he saw? Can we recognize, or rather we recognize, that the armies of darkness surround us, brethren? It's undeniable. On a great scale, the enemies of darkness and the armies of darkness are all around us, as represented by the evil that is so evident in the world. But also on a much more personal scale, in our individual and family lives, as we fight our own personal battles against our spiritual and material enemies. But can we recognize also what was equally evident to Elisha, that the armies, the hosts of Yahweh, encamp around those who fear him, and act in faith accordingly with the calm that Elisha demonstrated. That's the great challenge, isn't it? That's the great challenge. Once again, let's turn briefly to David for words of encouragement. Psalm 27.